Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, you know, COVID seemed such a long time ago, but for many, it will still be a vivid memory of loss, pain, and goodness knows how much anguish. Hearing firsthand from the then Prime Minister at the COVID inquiry about the inner machinations of mid-March 2020, how decisions were made, balancing public health, the economy, the potential failure of bond markets, and the legal ramifications of ordering the closure of UK PLC, there were cruel choices and an appalling balancing act. Whatever we might think of Boris Johnson as a person, and never mind Prime Minister, however irritating his haircut and demeanour, what we're seeing is what it's like to make big decisions that have huge ramifications for people who are the least resilient and the least able to cope. The nation was being overwhelmed by something that we were clearly not prepared for and had underestimated. At the time, people made the best decisions they could in a system not designed for such an emergency and somehow muddled through. Well, there you are. There you have it. Just 40 words that are really what this expensive piece of theatre is all about. What could be a one-page, one-paragraph report? So far, the inquiry has already topped £100 million. It struck me that the players in this national drama, each of whom has complained they were not listened to and their advice at some stage or other ignored, is a graphic example of how balancing competing priorities is never easy, particularly when the choice and the choices have life-changing implications for millions, curtailing their liberty and freedom. Priority is a word that should not come in a plural form, but I fear I've lost that argument. But where you see the word printed or spoken in plural, reliably, it is an indicator of confusion and the inability of managers and leaders to think clearly and do their job. Anyone who has more than one priority is someone who really shouldn't be in charge of anything. Is government any different? Well, the big departments of state, of course, will have each their own priority, defending the nation, maintaining a safe currency, educating the next generation. But all of those, of course, were swept aside with the arrival of COVID. The principle became alignment, everyone working to the same goal. All NHS organisations have a system for managing competing departmental priorities. They're called boards. In government, it's the cabinet. It's the job of the board to define the North Star, looking beyond the competing priorities to the direction of travel for the whole organisation. The interdependencies as they exist between, for example, health and social care. One cannot work properly without the other. That's why there are ambulances queuing and the wards congested. The relationship and structures are a priority that is ignored. Aligning resources. For government, the answer's easy. Print more money. It's not without consequences, but it's very convenient. For organisations like the NHS, it is not so easy. NHS England has been obliged to ignore priorities for the NHS to manage its systems more efficiently and safely with the use of technology, and has taken the money earmarked for IT because keeping the system running and paying the bills is a priority. As always, communication becomes a word we can't ignore. It's a priority. During COVID, the three wise monkey approach, the 5 o'clock briefings from number 10 on the telly lost their clout as messages were delivered by different people. Consistency in messaging is in large measure dependent on who delivers the message, how we view and trust them. Politicians rate poorly, yet night after night, they popped up on the box. Government was in survival mode, trapped between making the best decisions they could to keep people alive and well, and the economy alive. In the end, the battle with COVID supplanted everything else, as it should have done from day one. We lost time and lives because we couldn't decide what the priority was. If this COVID drama is to teach us anything, it must be making a wrong decision or delaying making a decision is a mistake. But in my view, there is no great sin in making a mistake. The sin would be covering up or not learning from it. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye now.